So I guess that, and those are ones that I know of in my area. I think there are probably others I just don't know about. So, call for the vote, baby.
Okay. No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Okay, then motion passes. And I will report when I find out.
Contact.
Yes.
Yeah, we're very interested in helping out, so
we'll discuss it. Next item on our agenda was transportation projects, and I think that's our general catch-all category that we use to talk about Key Highway that's under construction and East-West Corridor and whatever else it is. That's one, you might have any specific information you want to talk about on the transportation projects on our agenda?
Rick probably does on the racetrack.
Well, our next item down
gonna
is
this
coming up.
Okay.
They'll take care of that.
Okay.
And I think I just went over my projects about 30 seconds.
That's fine.
Next item is GoDOT's draft program of 2012-2016. Frank,
is it you? Yeah, I passed out a handout. It says summary 2012-2016 draft scope. That's the interstate-wide transportation improvement program. I gave you a summary that's the interstate scope in Taney counties. And so now I thought we had the Stone County projects that are profile ones would be of interest to this group also. I guess I need to preface this. Many of you know this, but MoDOT has reorganized, and we've gone from 10 districts down to 7. The district that you were in was District 8. The district that you are now in is Southwest. And we are still headquartered out of Springfield, but the boundaries shifted slightly. Those of you that participated in our rural planning process where we got together and picked out the projects in our District 8 area beyond Springfield, which Springfield gets its own funding, that area has changed somewhat. Springfield still gets its own funding for Springfield, Nixon, Ozark, Republic, et cetera. But our, what we call our rural area has expanded to include Joplin, Nevada, Clinton, Neosho, Carthage, Monette. And so it's a much larger area competing for, be a little bit more funds, but overall there still won't be enough funds to go around and address everybody's issues. We'll be focused really on taking care of the system. And that means working on keeping our roads smooth, keeping the bridges in good condition. So that's where we're kind of headed looking forward. However, for our draft STIP, let me go back again. Part of this reorganization revolved around a lot of downsizing. We're eliminating 1,200 positions. We're closing maintenance buildings. We're closing 3 district offices. We're closing construction offices. And we're taking that savings and we're putting it back into our program. So we were able to add some projects this year, nothing real dramatic, but little projects in lots of places that I think will be a good impact, have a safety emphasis to them. And so that's how we're able to kind of get to this point. We're able to go ahead and do some things that in the STIP to help out. You see the projects listed here, but for our former District 8 area, we programmed $228 million inflated for projects in the 12 to 16 program. Of that $147 million, that's million is rural, and $81 million is the urban part of our district. Some of the high-profile taking care of the system projects, the Route 76 Bull Shoals Bridge in Forsyth, I know you're all very familiar with this. We do not know for sure what we're doing with the bridge yet. Because we have to replace the superstructure, that's the big metal truss that you see on the bridge. If you have to take that apart, you have to close the bridge to do that, and that's why we've said we think we'll have to close the bridge. We are not completely sure. The project is programmed for 2014. Chaz is the project manager. I said, we have a situation, we have a bridge, we need to close it, Chaz. We better start talking to the community now about it, if we need to do this or not. But that is on the program. We've got to do something about the bridge. We also are looking at the Route 13 bridge in Stone County over Table Rock, and that one's just a deck replacement. We don't have to get to the middle of the bridge, so we think we can do that and keep the bridge open. That's the difference between the two bridges, but they're both pretty significant projects. Route 65 resurfacing from Route EE, that's actually at by Highlandville, down to Route 465, the high road. It's getting a little rough, so we resurface that and work on two of the bridges there, too.
That may have started already.
You know, they're doing work there, and I was like, what are they doing? I think that's we're working on the ramps this year, and I think we also have an on-call project where if we have a bad piece of pavement somewhere, we have them go out and fix it now. So I saw some right there that I was kind of worrying about myself.
1665, yeah.
Yeah. And then wanted to share, we received a lot of open container money, and this is mainly going over in Stone County, but to do the rumble stripes and little pieces of basically 2 foot shoulders on those roads where we could put them in the traffic. Crash data is backing that. So we were able to get a lot of that in this area. And probably moving forward as we do more work at Taney County, we'll have some in this area also.
The open container, does that mean money comes from?
Sorry. There's a penalty where we don't have an open container law in Missouri. So what Congress has said, well, if you don't have the slot, then you have to spend X amount of your federal highway dollars on safety. So we call it our open container money. And we have to use it on rumble stripes instead of just throwing it in the pot to do whatever we want with it. So
if the Missouri would pass the law, then that money would, then you could use it for whatever you want.
Right. So actually, it probably ended up being used for the same thing. So anyway, one safety project is Route 65 on Rochester Road. That's right down almost by the county, or sorry, state line. We have a crash problem there. We're not completely sure what we're going to do to address that crash problem, but it might be a signal. There,
is that the convenience store?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
A lot of crashes there.
Yeah, high severity. And this is based on information from our traffic engineers. So we basically are going to do something to improve safety at that intersection. Some regional projects that are on Route 160 going from Nixa to north of Reed Spring, looking at some various turn lanes. At some intersections there. Most of those are in Christian County, actually, but the Spokane area has had a high profile intersection where they've had some crashes, and so that's the first one we'll be looking at. Realignment of Route 76 just west of the high road between Route 265 and the high road. When we look at the priorities in our area in the district, the Route 76 between Branson and Branson West comes up as a priority. And so we couldn't do the whole thing. So the area that looked like it would be feasible, and Stone County has actually done some work to scope this, is the little piece, there's a curve there to straighten out between the high road and 265. That curve is showing up on our crash list also. So we had, kind of two reasons to look at doing that.
We're very thankful that you're defining that as Route 76 rather than the high road.
Yeah, that piece is
once
actually,
that was defined as the high road, buddy, you might have been involved with that. We came back from one of those prioritization things said we were putting money in the high road. My tail feathers didn't cool off for 2 months. People were on me, so I'm glad you redefined that.
That piece actually is 76, but it's all part of that corridor. And the high road
just keep calling it this.
Corridor.
Yeah. Call it the high road.
Another series of minor turn lane improvements in Route 160, on Route 160 in the Forsyth Marion Woods area. We're talking to the city of Forsyth now about some potential locations. We have, we'll probably get to do 2 or 3 turn lanes through there. And plus, depending on what exactly we do at Route F, we at one time looked at a roundabout there and then looking at the traffic operations and talking with our traffic engineers. The other idea was, well, what if we just move the stop sign and kind of widen out some pavement, and it might address some of the issue, because the main movement is from 160 to F to going into Branson. It's not to stay at 160. So you just kind of treat that as the through corridor and have the people that are on the 160 west leg of it stop instead. So that can be done pretty cheaply. But we have an earmark from Congresswoman Emerson for the corridor, so we wanted to use up the rest of that and a little bit more money on it. And that's why we're looking at other intersections we can work with in that whole area. So if you guys have any thoughts on that, we'd entertain that too, about places where we might look at some turn lanes on that whole corridor. And the only thing I think, of course, the city of Forsyth has moved so far is the 176 intersection and 160 going into Broadway Beach is one possibility. And so we'll be looking at that again in the future. We programmed, and this is not news, the St. James Street and Business 65 intersection of Hollister that's coming up, as well as 76 and Route T. And both of those are cost shares, one with Hollister and one with Kane County. And then in the last year of the STIP, one of the intersections that has been on Signal Warrant's list for a while and has never had anything done with it, is the East Outer Road at Route F, which would be near 65. There's the apartment complex behind there in the outer road. A lot of left turners out of that intersection. So we programmed the signal for that intersection. And then we have, we were able to get some statewide transportation enhancement funds for Branson. In Branson, David called up and said they were interested in doing some sidewalk work in Branson. I said, well, let's see if we can get some enhancement funds. And shortly after that, they had a request for areas of the state that wanted to do some enhancement work, which are their sidewalks, trails, and that kind of thing. And so we presented that Branson was willing to match it, and we were successful in getting some funding to do that. We have a meeting this week to talk about what exactly we're going to do. And they're, but we're looking at the sidewalk improvements, ADA improvements in the city of Branson. So those are the highlights. What's not on here, there's some more minor routes resurfacing, like we're looking at a Route 160 from 76 here in Forsyth out east into Ozark County. Piece of Route 165, Route 248 in Branson. There's some other routes I'm sure I'm forgetting. And then also some drainage improvements on Route 76 at Lakeshore Drive. There's a pretty steep ditch there that emergency responders have said that, I think the Sheriff's Department said that we have a lot of people running off of that. We're going to cover that ditch up. Some people run off, they're not going to be going into it.
Hitting the bluff.
Yeah, hitting the bluff. Probably guardrail there. But it's been kind of a safety issue and drainage issue we wanted to address.
Frank, the Bullshoals Bridge.
Yeah.
Is there any consideration being put into this for a complete new bridge below the one existing one there?
Yes. The thing is that it's a major bridge, and we are using our district funds to pay for that. I think we programmed $7 million, and that's really a huge project for us right now. So to do a new bridge, you know, we would look at that, but we'd have to factor in the cost of that.
Okay. Well, if you do consider that, I would assume you'll bring the bridge on the Shadowrock end down to where it's going to that intersection in the Shadowrock Lodge.
Well, one of the issues we have there is that there's a park. And anytime we get anywhere near a park, we run into a lot of trouble getting approval to do that. It's just there's a federal law that protects parks. It doesn't matter who the park belongs to, it'd be a private park, but it really restricts you on taking any park.
But it's underwater.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. It's a water park. So that is a constraint on where it could go. But the main constraint on the idea or the concept of second bridge is driven by cost. And so if we can, you know, in terms of trying to keep all our bridges across the state maintained, if we can maintain this one at a lesser cost by doing something less extensive with it, you know, that's what we have to do as opposed to just building a brand new one.
Without closing it?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you have to close it to fix it.
So, I heard that you were considering a pontoon bridge.
I think at this point we'll consider any idea that's viable. So we know it's a huge impact on the community, but we know we have to close it, so it's kind of like, what can we do? You know, if you guys have any ideas for how we can do something cheaply, you know, I'm sure we'd listen to it.
Well, there's one idea with the water and banks, but that throws that idea completely out whenever it's flooded 20 feet in the park.
Yeah.
20 feet deep, and you think, oh, my gosh. Where do you go with everything then?
Well, we talked about that with the idea of a ferry too, is that if the lake level changes a lot, then your ferry points change too. And
yes, and so does the current.
Mm-hmm. You have to figure in the cost of impact on the community, like length of detour and fuel, or is that even a factor in the discussion?
You know, I think it is on the periphery of the discussion, but we definitely talked about, you know, I've talked to us, you know, the school district is divided by this bridge, the fire district is, the city is, you know, it's, we had another bridge where it just worked out, the school district boundary was there, and you know, it's okay, we're not going to have to worry about school buses or that kind of thing, but that's not the case with this one. So, I mean, we know we're having this huge impact, and there's no good way around. I mean, the other way around is going through Branson, basically. There's no other good connection, so there's not a connection to the east. Welcome to Taney County. So,
how many cars an hour can a ferry carry?
I don't know. I think it depends on the ferry.